Thanks for absolutely messing up the beginning of this podcast. Fucking hell. You absolutely special child. Anyway.
Is that in it? I'm going to keep it in.
Oh, fuck it. Fuck it now. Well, anyway. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Episode 25. Put your phone on mute. I want to hear ping ping. What is this? So within the space of 25 seconds, you fucked up the podcast twice.
But you know what it is? People love to... You already know it's me. I have to introduce myself. You already know who's back.
Oh, shut up. Anyway.
Are you going to introduce me though?
No, because you've already done it. It wasn't necessary, no. Wait, no, you just said it wasn't necessary.
Okay, well...
No, you just said it wasn't necessary. Right. So let's just get into the topics then. If it's... Oh, no, anyway.
It is necessary.
All right, fine.
Thank you.
Episode 25. I'm joined by Daniela again. Yeah. Daniela's going to become kind of a co-host. She has begun her summer. How are you feeling after GCSEs?
I just feel like, you know... How are you supposed to feel? I hate when people ask me that question.
Answer it then.
Look at the weather. That's how I feel. It's summer and you can't even go out because it's raining. People in my year are dry. I hate being in my year. Sometimes I feel like I was born in the wrong year. If I could be in my sister's year or in a year above, I would trade it.
Nah, I can't lie, I would be in year 12. Year 12 looks lit.
You in it?
Year 12 looks lit.
The amount of black people, not just black people.
No black people.
But black people. I just feel so out of place.
The cultural diversity in that year is very wild.
I
love it though.
Everybody's so inclusive. Do you get idea?
In year 12?
No, in my years.
Inclusive.
Exclusive.
There we go. I was about to say.
I always get it
mixed up. I was like, wow, okay. Well, yeah. How many exams did you have? 21.
I had 23.
23?
24?
23, 24 20 exams. That's wild. Yeah. That's actually wild in the space of like, what, a month?
It went so quickly.
It did go really quick, innit?
Yeah.
Exam season went quick.
I actually kind of enjoyed it.
Nah, shut up.
No, but guys, listen, because I knew from mocks that I was going to enjoy doing my GCSEs, even though I never thought I was going to actually do it, but I knew I was going to enjoy it because first few exams, yeah, pressure. But after
once you get into it, like, obviously you had 24 exams. I had seven.
You had seven. So,
like, it took me two to get into the swing of things, but after the first two, it was kind of just like not inevitable, but like you knew what was gonna, you knew like what the feeling was, and
if
all
you're
that.
Working in a hall, I feel like it's low key good. Like you're under pressure, but it's like the clock's ticking away. Will you finish the sentence? No, you won't. And one time, I'll tell you guys a little
anecdote.
There we go. Let's tell you a little anecdote. Yeah,
go on.
I don't know what exam it was. I think it was history. I don't know. I can't have been history because there was two sides of it. But one of these exams, there's this guy. There's this head of year, whatever you want to call it, called Mr. Cantwell in our school. He must have come in 5 minutes early. 5 minutes, you know, early to close the exam. And he's going, right, guys, put down your pencils and pens. Everyone's looking at him like, you're stupid, man. I'm writing my sentence and you're saying this.
Minutes as well. That's when everyone's stressing out.
Everyone was like...
trying to finish their conclusions and shit. Now, that would... Basically, you know what you're saying about the halls. Can't relate.
Yeah, he's not in the hall.
Yeah, special
like
needs fam.
Maybe it's like, yeah, looking good for you, you know.
Yeah, come on.
But you know what it is? I lucky like the halls, but I feel like if I was in a smaller place, it would be more stressful for me.
Really?
I like seeing everybody else stress out.
Nah, you're a demon.
I like
you're
it.
A demon.
Like, you're stressing out.
You're
fine.
A demon.
But you're stressing out.
Like, you know, when you open the... That's the thing about the halls, yeah, because when we did our mocks, because obviously I didn't do GCSEs.
Yeah.
When we were doing our mocks in the halls, yeah, you'd open the paper and you'd just look around for like 2-3 seconds and just see how everyone's reacted to seeing like the questions and shit. Like, you couldn't do that in the smaller rooms. I feel like, I don't know, it's a lot easier for me to get into my zone in a smaller room, obviously. Yeah. Like,
well, personally, I'm happy I was in a big hall because...
As if it works for you, it works for you, innit?
Everyone knows when it comes to exam season, everybody's belly does like hangle a charge, you got what I mean? Everyone's belly moves mad.
Nah, trust.
Nobody decides to eat breakfast for some odd reason. And you just...
I'm convinced it's not even an eating thing because sometimes you would have eaten. And
I think it's the stress.
It might be the nerves.
Yeah.
It's the nerves. Because my belly didn't really go that much. It went in the... towards the last 10 minutes of that English exam, I was like... but to be fair, that English exam was 3 hours.
Oh,
like,
yeah, exactly.
Sitting down for 3 hours, it's going to be peak. And I didn't eat breakfast. So then, obviously, it's going to be peak. It was like 4 p.m. But, yeah, when your belly starts rumbling, I can't lie.
Yeah,
I actually don't think it's...
The good thing about being in a big hall, hunger. Especially if it's like... you have science or maths, the papers are going to be flipping, people are going to be making
So
when your belly's doing up,
it's not that deep. But when it's a quiet exam,
when it's English exams, you just be quiet. create stuff in silence.
Because all you can hear is just pens on paper.
Whatever you do, don't look up. Because when you just
when you look up, you know it's you. Everyone knows it's you. Yeah, just continue.
So just continue.
We're giving them advice that people are sitting exams now. Yeah. The exams are done.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Next year, if these are the people for you.
But, oh shit, I had a question. Now you know when you add stuff to the end of conversations, you just make me lose my line of thought. You actually talk too much.
I do.
Just shut up.
That's why I should start my own podcast.
We're not doing this again.
I don't think my podcast would end if I started a podcast. I'll just be talking again for a very long time.
Yeah, no, your podcast will never get uploaded because you never start recording. this girl, I was like, because I even said last week, I'm like, we're gonna record a podcast this week, and she was like, yeah, I can't, whatever. And then
I even forgot you said that. It's because you made me get high.
She will get high one time and then she'll be... No, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. We'll get high one time, yeah. And then this girl will be like 2 weeks later, she'll be like, yeah, no, I can't remember weed memory. Shut up.
No, I can't.
Shut up.
No, but do you know what I always say? I have to say when I get high is this is the highest I've ever been because every single time.
No, it's not even high, it's not even a joke. It's not even a joke though. Like every single time, it's actually every time. Shut the fuck up. It's actually okay. Not every time has to be a new monumental milestone.
No,
like,
it is.
It's not though.
I remember every single time I get high because like there's always something funny that happens. Every single time.
Like when you fucking spat on my foot, bro.
Oh, don't.
That. Nah. When I tell you.
I'll bet you. When we was at the bench and you said that really hangala-shangala
thing. Yeah, okay. I was about to tell the story. Let me shut up. I have a reputation to maintain.
He has a reputation to maintain.
I have a reputation to maintain. But anyway, today we're here to discuss... Well, we're going to start discussing Love Island 2022. Now let's get your thoughts. What are you saying about Love Island this season? Not any character in general. Just the storylines and how the season's going. What are the vibes you're getting from the season?
So, like, obviously, I haven't been watching it, but I've been watching a couple episodes there and there where I hear my sister watching it and I'm just like, wow, it sounds quite interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't expecting much from this year, but it's actually, like, been okay. Like, it's been good. It's been...
I feel like you're understanding. I can't lie. Because I said this after, like, week... This was probably in the middle of week two.
Yeah.
Middle of week two, episode's finished, and we go on Twitter as you do.
But you know what it is? I feel like you feel better about Love Island because of Twitter.
Yeah, but that's your own. Get Twitter then.
No, but it's too much for me. How do you even set that thing up?
Brav, it's literally TikTok just with words, not videos. I don't understand. Everyone's like, Twitter's so hard to... Shut the fuck up. Stop being a lazy little bitch.
It's too much reading, man.
Follow the people you like. Like the tweets that you like. Retweet the things that you agree with. And your... Your timeline is basically like a For You page. That's it.
But that just seems like effort.
No, it's not. Everyone just needs to stop making excuses. Because Twitter enhances life. Anything happens, you can go to Twitter and it enhances life. But anyway, so the episode's finished, yeah. We go to Twitter as you do. And in spaces, there's these Twitter spaces that people do now. And there's this one, Talks with Tash. I think it's Tash, not Ash. Yeah, Talks with Tash. And... Yeah, they do the space after every single episode. I'm like, that's time dedication. Because these men watch it live and then go to the spaces for like 2 hours after the episode. So I'm like, that's dedication. So I'm only in there like when there's a juicy, juicy episode and when I've watched it live. Mm. Obviously with work and stuff, I don't always get to watch it live. But when I do, I can. When I can, I do. So I'm in the spaces and that there's a guy who comes on, like he comes up and he's like, yeah, no, I can't lie. This season has the potential to be one of the best of all time. And then he got slandered for it.
No,
obviously, this is like middle of week two. So it was early on. It was early. But I was like, I was backing it. I was like, no, to be fair, I hear what you're saying. Like, it's got the potential. Because when you're deep, like, deep how much drama happened in the first, the first 10 days.
It actually happens like that. Normally, all the drama comes like
after Castle Amor, which is still like 2 weeks away. A week away, 2 weeks away. Like, so I was like, I knew this season was going to be juicy in terms of drama. But, like, it's juicy.
Yeah.
Like, these men actually never rest. Like, they're always beefing. Like, some shit will always happen. Like, obviously, we've got a list of all of the contestants who have been on. The people who have been booted off. Should we start with the people who have been kicked off?
Yeah.
Right, we're going to go in reverse order of the people who have been kicked off. So, first guy to get kicked off, do you remember who it was?
No.
Liam.
Who the fuck is Liam?
Did you watch the beginning of...
I never... I, I, The first episode of every Love Island season is so dead. It's so dead, like...
Because you have... That's where you get the character introductions and everything. The first episode of everything's where it's shit. But Liam was coupled up with Gemma by the public. And then Gemma shut down very quickly.
No, because he was just dry.
He was very dry. He was cute. But like, not aesthetically. He didn't do it for me.
Oh, but wait, guys. I know we're going through a list, but can we just talk about that guy who looks like a thumb? The newest guy to come in.
Oh, yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there. Hold everything. We'll get there. Okay? But anyway, we don't have much to say for Liam. Liam was... it just wasn't for him. I don't think Love Island was for him. Hopefully, he's living life right now. And, you know.
That's actually the biggest fire, like, going on Love Island.
And you're there for, like, two days and you get kicked off.
You're literally the first to get beaten.
That's such an L. No, it's such an L. Yeah, so right, crazy. Then we had Afia.
Right, Afia just took a large L because she came on saying, I'm going to take your man.
She was like, I'm going to take your man.
Her hair was atrocious.
And the makeup.
But nobody told her that her hair looked like that on the first day.
And the makeup, bruv. The concealer.
No.
It was, the shades were all wrong. It just wasn't a vibe. It was reminding me of, you know, like Samira's weaves.
Yeah.
It was peak times.
I think India's just showing.
Shut up! Stop talking about other contestants. We're not there yet.
On the topic of hair.
Yeah. India's on it with her hair. Yeah. India's on it with her hair, bruv. But Afia, like, I saw on Twitter, someone said that she kept standing around like she was scouting for Chelsea under 16s. She was just taking up space.
Isn't it? She
wasn't moving to anyone. No one was moving to her. It was peak times.
Yeah.
And she sounded really nasally. She had a really nasally voice. Like,
but you can't really control that.
Before. Yeah, just breathe. Yeah. Just breathe.
Just
breathe. Just exactly. just get a tissue.
Yeah.
1, 2, sneeze and you'll be fine. Nothing else to say for Afia. Remy.
Now, he's a social experiment. I saw the videos of him dancing.
This is what I was saying. So basically, you know when they do the tomorrow night, right? So when he was coming in, it was Remy and Jay who came in together, innit? So Remy and Jay come in, and I was like, obviously, this was to do with Afia as well. Like, you know how you're like, she got set up from the beginning.
Mm.
When they do the Love Island, like, introduction tapes and that,
yeah,
they proper set them up because they always look fucking disgusting,
yeah.
And they always sound like they always have to say the most cringy lines.
There's plenty of fish in the sea.
It's so stupid. Like,
I bet they make them pick a line.
Yeah, they have like an option of 10 lines and you choose one.
Yeah.
And they're so shit. But anyway, like, it's just dumb because, like, you know, even when you go on, like, even I typed Love Island 2022 contestants into Google to get the list of names to make sure I wasn't missing anyone out, yeah? And even, like, the pictures that you see, you know the pictures at the beginning where they, like, have the little half-hearts and everything? They all look so different to, like, how they actually look in the villa because they all look shit. They all look worse as well.
Yeah.
Everyone looks worse in the pictures before. So I'm like, surely, like, Love Island, whoever's taking those pictures, do better.
Yeah.
Do better. But anyway, Remy, when he came and started rapping, that was a howler. That was a howler. Because, I don't understand how that got so quickly brushed under the carpet in the episode. Like, that is a monumental howler. Yeah. You think I can respect someone after they do that? That is ridiculous. Like, because Remy was definitely coming on, and he was coming on this, like, vibe of, like, all of these guys are working, I'm the guy. Like, he was on that vibe. And to do that and then step in the villa within your first 5 minutes, you're doing... On your own bars, like that's embarrassment. It's an embarrassment.
He's lucky. I swear he only did it in front of the guys.
No, it was everyone there. It was everyone there. Do you not remember, like, India laughing in that?
I only saw it like on a snippet. So
it was so. So you watched Love Island on TikTok? Is what you're trying to say?
No, not on a TikTok.
You did no.
Shade
isn't like
on Instagram. And
shade
stuff.
On Insta.
Like,
the fact that you use Instagram in 2022 is a joke.
I can't dedicate my time because what if it's a dead episode? I just need to know.
That's a joke thing.
It's a joke thing.
Why are you still using Instagram? To be honest, like,
I don't use Instagram like that. I'll be so.
Shut up. Anyway, yeah, Remy, he was just jumping from people to people as well. Because remember, they had like 3 dates that they could choose to go on.
Yeah.
And he was like, just like, yeah, I like this girl. No, this girl's really surprised me. And then you end up getting not picked by any of them.
Like, everyone was praying that he didn't choose India because
India was too good for him.
Yeah.
And it was a real possibility because of the guy that we're going to talk about next, Ekenna.
Yeah. Ekenna was the lowest of the low for India.
Ekenna, yeah. No, because he's a vibe. But he's not the vibe for Love Island.
And his tongue.
Yeah, he needs to put that in his mouth. Like, it's actually okay. He needs to let that rest. Yeah.
Who's like, cocky? Are you trying to suck?
No, it's too much. Like, it's too much. Because you know when you're using your tongue.
Are you going to elaborate? Or are you just going to say...
No, because I was about to say something, then I was like, "No, I'm recording my sister. Let me not."
That sounds mad in itself, but let's just not. Everybody just forget.
Just backspace that whole sentence, man. Just delete the whole sentence, okay? Yeah. Well, anyway, more of the story. I can't.
You know, all right.
Anyway, Ekena was just too dry. Like he wasn't dry. He just didn't care enough.
Yeah.
He was the embodiment of nonchalant. You know?
He's like, I'm gonna treat her like my brethren first. Okay.
Yeah, but you can't. I can understand the sentiment. Yeah. You just can't say it in that way. Yeah. I think all of his stuff that you could understand why he was doing it. It was just the way that he said that he was doing it that was just wrong. Every 2 seconds, like India would be like, "Okay, so what's going on? Like, what has anything moved?" He's just like, "Yeah, I think we're good. Yeah, I think we're good."
Yeah.
And then it was just never gonna work. It was just never gonna work. Amber.
Oh, right.
What are you saying about Amber?
She, like, I really liked her at the beginning, innit?
Yeah, her and India at the beginning were cute. Then she turned into this, like...
She got a bit over her head.
Terrorist.
Yeah.
Nah, let me not use terrorist, because there's some terrorists that we need to talk about coming up. Yeah, but, man. Like, Amber, like, she really just got on violence for no reason. Like, you know, coming towards the last...
She was, like, on her days.
I don't know. Nah, that's not an excuse. I don't care.
Yeah, no, that is actually not an excuse.
Nah, because I can understand it 1-2 days, but the last, like, not even week.
The
that's
last
the stress.
Week before she got dumped.
The last, like, 4 days before she got dumped, she was actually picking fights with everyone. Like,
even Dami, like,
for no reason. Yeah. I was so confused. I was like, did I miss an episode?
She
like,
even did it with her bestie India. Like, India came over to tell her about how she gave the drink to Dami.
And yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like,
why'd you do it then?
No, she was just picking violence for no. Ugh, yeah. So odd.
And she's
anyway.
So pretty as well, like. Okay, she's not so pretty, but
she's
like.
She was like a. Let me not rate people. Yeah, I won't do that. I feel like that's really low. But.
You've written them in your mind, though, anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone rates everyone in their mind, but. Yeah. Actually, no, fuck that, bruv. Amber was a solid, like, 6 out of 10. 6.5.
Yeah, she just reminds me of, like, a teacher at my primary school.
Who?
I forgot her name. Miss the.
Oh, wow.
The one that's
wow.
Wait, Mr. Gallery.
Oh, like, Mr. Gallery! Ah, Mr. Gallery!
Oh,
not Mr. Gallery, Miss D. Gallery, like D-E.
And this lady, she had the most distinctive smell. If she was
she's, yeah, I can still smell it. Yeah, thanks, Rev. Mr. Gallery. That's a memory I haven't thought about that lady in years, literally years. I probably haven't thought about it since 2015.
Yeah.
But anyway, those are the 5 people who've been dumped from the island. None of them should still be here, so we've done well. We've done really well. There's plenty of people in the villa now, currently, who don't deserve to be there.
Yeah, they're taking up time and space.
Like, honestly, you know what? Advert time. Because we did an intro, we got into it.
Yeah.
Like, we even spoke about GCSEs and shit.
I'm going to say, take this advert time as a moment to, you know, go freshen up. Take that shit that you've really been holding.
Hey, yo.
Because, do you know why you haven't taken that shit? It's because you was like, oh my God. The podcast came out.
Facts.
I really want to listen to it.
Facts.
But this is your time.
Exactly. And because it was so funny, you forgot you needed to take the shit.
But now it's coming back.
Yeah. Because we're reminding you to go take that shit.
Go take that.
Come on, guys. And then, you know, 30 seconds. Nah, 30 seconds isn't enough time for a DD.
Okay, it's more. It depends on how hefty the DD
you can. You know what you can do? You can play the advert. If it's not enough time, just go back and play the advert again. It's a perfect solution, to be honest. But anyway, advert time for you guys. You guys enjoy that. And we back. Did you miss us? Did you miss us?
Rate your doo-doo out of 10.
Rate the doo-doo out of 10. We need to know.
Yeah, we need to know.
We need to know. Let us know. Tag the pod. I'm joking. Tweet and hashtag. Oh, no, nah, never mind. But we'll start to talk about, should we start with the guys in the villa first or the, I feel like save the girls.
Yeah.
Save the best till last. All right. If we're saving the best till last, we need to start with the worst. And I think the worst guy in the villa right now is pretty, you know, unanimous who that is. Mr. Shiny Man himself.
Oh, yes. What's his name again?
Charlie.
What's it? Charlie?
Charlie.
Even the name Charlie is
bland, boring.
It's like people who boil chicken. You'd call your boiled chicken Charlie.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
He's so shiny for no reason, though, as well, but he's dry.
Yeah. But he's very tall. That's probably what he's got going.
I don't care. His trim's wild as well.
I know.
He's got fucking... Oh, no. I need to remember this name. You know that American cartoon?
I was going to say that.
What's his name? Johnny Rocket? Not Johnny Rocket.
No, I know. The hair sprouting out.
Yeah. What's his name? Johnny... I feel like it's Johnny something.
Nah. Because I was going to say Kai, but Kai's bold. It's the guy with the hair. Oh,
what's his name? He kind of looks like Edward Scissorhands. I've never watched that shit before, but I know what he looks like.
I know, yeah.
What's his name? Nah, that's going to piss me off. Anyway, you might know who I'm thinking about. What's his name? Not Johnny Rocket. I need to know. I need to find out. Okay, anyway, so if you know that, and you know me, text me the answer. Yes, thank you. Anyway, Charlie is just bland. Did you watch last night's episode?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you idiot! That's the whole reason why we need to talk about it. Oh, you're episode. So annoying. And you're not even up to date.
No.
Fuck you.
You
can
tell me.
Oh, no. So basically, they did the heart rate challenge. And Charlie did it, and it was a howler.
Oh, no, he looks like he's stiff.
What you're thinking in your head right now... That image of like what a howler is and that challenge. Basically, if you don't watch Love Island, because we do have international viewers. Oh, yeah. Shit, we should have done this at the beginning. Anyway, if you don't watch Love Island, and if you've been listening to this point, you've probably figured it out. But it's a reality TV show. And there's challenges and shit. And they're there to win money, essentially, and brand deals. But love as well. But so basically, they did this challenge yesterday where they just basically needed to be whores. And turn the other people on and get their heart rates racing. And Charlie, when he was dancing for the girls and like doing his little performance, he started doing the worm like 20 meters away from them, moving backwards. So he started 20 meters away from them.
And he went backwards.
And then he went backwards. And then he goes up to them, just starts like bending over in front of their faces. And obviously, it's just a white, dry, hairy ass in their face.
What was he wearing? Like a G-string?
Yeah.
Ugh.
And there's just bulge. But there's not much bulge, but there's just bulge. And it was just not cute at all. Everyone was scared. Like, the girls looked scared. Anyway, that's all there is to it. Like, Ekin-Su was trying it with Charlie because she had no other options,
yeah,
to be honest.
But then we saw from... Oh, let's not talk about Ekin-Su yet.
Not yet. We'll get onto the terrorist. That's the terrorist that was implying. She is the fucking terrorist. She's the Osama bin Laden of this villa. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. But no, well, we'll talk about it when we talk about it, innit? But Charlie's dry. Let's move on to the next guy. Luca. What are you saying about Luca?
I keep forgetting who Luca is.
Gemma's tingle.
Oh, right. Oh, I like
Gemma's
them.
Dog. Gemma's horse, should I say.
Get a grip.
Oh, wow. That was so me.
Do you know what it is?
Go on.
I think they're really cute.
They're the couple that is in the villa right now who I see lasting the longest. But that's just because they're both as equally inept as each other.
I don't know if it's Luca or Jack.
Jacques, yeah, with one E.
Well, if it's him who put Ekin-Su in her place, like the one who was like,
Wow, Daddy, your Love Island knowledge is really coming up.
Ekin-Su was having a howler. She did that thing to David, and he was like,
Davide. Yeah.
And then he said, oh, he got a fucking headache or something like that. He knew what he was getting, and he got a
headache. They back the guy as well. Yeah. They back the guy as well. I would say Luca backs the guy as well.
Oh, it was Luca then. I like Luca.
But Luca is like very insecure.
Do you think?
And it really annoys me. Like always insecure. Like I'm just like, I understand having a bit of insecurity, but like sometimes it gets a bit too much. And also you see like just the way that he's not Cockney, is he? He's not an Essex guy. But you know how like white English boys.
Yeah.
You know how they just deal with arguments and that. They're very.
Do you know what pisses me off in this villa? Every time they have every time a white person has a problem with their partner, they always go to Dami in India.
Therapists. No, that is so true though.
Yeah.
That's so true. But yeah, they always like the way that they deal with their problems is that they always have that little phase of just passive aggressiveness.
Yeah, I don't care.
Exactly that. Why are you doing that for then? What the fuck? Why would you do that for then? All this stuff.
One time before, the person said to them, "Is this okay?" And they're like,
"Yeah." They were like, "Yeah." So that's what I understand.
It's hit me. No,
exactly.
I don't think I'm okay with it.
There you go. But I think that's a culture issue rather than a Luca issue. Yeah. Luca, I think, is okay. He's all right. Out of 10 so far as a Love Island contestant, what would you say for Luca?
I'll give him a solid 8.
An 8?
Yeah.
I think that's high.
Okay, fine.
Because I feel like he's been average.
Did you ask me or did I ask you?
Yeah, I'm asking you to justify your answer. I'm saying I disagree.
From the fact that I like the fact that he's very, like, honest.
Yeah.
So, and he backs the guys. Like, he's never, like, biased.
He's a guy's guy.
He's a guy's guy, but he's never biased. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, and but, I like him and Gemma, they're cute.
Yeah, they are quite cute. And I don't believe Luke is a predator. Like, Luke is, like, 21. He might be 23.
Yeah. Ayo. But why is she on Love Island?
Yeah, yeah, that's a whole different, that's a whole different thing. And I also think she's been the most mature person in that villa. More time. Like, during that big, big arguments, she's the voice of reason, which I find so wild. But anyway, Davide.
Davide.
My young king. I'm joking. He's been a terrorist as well. He's been a terrorist as well. I can't lie, low-key. Because you know when he kissed Anika and then chose Antigone? That was wild.
What's her name? Danica?
Danica, yeah.
She's pretty, but she has no
substance. Yeah, she's really dry.
So I understand that. But he was like, the way he kissed her as well, he was like, he just did it.
He just did
it. They weren't even talk about no flirty stuff, I think.
But Danica was grateful for that shit, though.
And he was getting nothing.
Yeah. But Davide, that was wild, though.
Yeah.
That was wild. Because then after the... You know when they go into the little villa hut as well?
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, I could tell that she wanted the keys. So
I just went in
for
the keys. Like,
that was shit. That was shit.
And you know, there was another time. I think they were doing a challenge and Davide kissed someone.
Mm.
But his eyes were open. And someone goes, fucking close your eyes, mate. People who kiss with their eyes open scare me. On a real thing. Why are your eyes open? If I do one peek and your eyes are looking at me like a fish.
Why are you kissing people, Danielle? Remind me of your age again.
Actually 16.
Yeah, exactly. Why are you kissing people?
Because I can. When did you start kissing people?
18. What do you mean?
That's a lie.
No.
I actually don't want to know because I actually don't
my
care.
First kiss at 18.
Did you?
No.
Exactly. I don't care.
Anyway, but I feel like Davide's been like... Davide's been a solid Love Island contestant. Yeah. He's provided us with some cool memories, some Love Island clips that will live on for seasons to come. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, like now when you see the tweets, I know you're not on Twitter, but when you see the tweets and like people's stories and that, and they're referencing like previous seasons, like people would do that for him. So I feel like in that stage, he's really solidified his Love Island legacy.
I'll give him a 10 out of 10. Do you know why? Because he's like the type of person, like when you think,
you and this excess saliva. Disgusting,
bro. When you think of a season, you always think of the one person who's like, oh, that season had that person.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's going to be the person of the season.
I think.
And definitely Ekansu,
I think, is more likely. But them two were like I feel like they see each other, though. I do think they will end up together.
Yeah, especially because of last night's episodes.
Well, you didn't watch it, so...
I mean, I know that they kissed and it was pretty intense.
There you go. Well, there you go.
And after that, he was like, you want me? No, you... Oh, why does that sound like... I can't do it.
You sound like Uncle Raj. Fucking hell.
You want me?
No, so I could tell that she wants me.
I want you to want me.
Hey, yo, chill out. No, you just sound like the Domio advert, fam. When say you're Domio day?
No,
fucking hell. No, just stop.
I think the thing with Davide, yeah, he wants Ekansu to say, to beg for him. Because he doesn't want to be like, I don't think he found what she did. Like, he found what she did mad, but I feel like his feelings were more, like, over that. Like,
yeah, I feel like he's over it. I feel like he just likes the power.
Yeah.
He loves the power,
yeah,
to be honest. Dami is the next guy. He is the best boy.
He's the best boy, but...
Although he's beginning to stir shit.
Yeah, he is.
But I like it. Because the way Dami's stirring shit, it's not like... To be fair, he wasn't stirring shit. You didn't watch the fucking episode, so I can't talk about what fucking happened.
I can't lie.
You pagan, you fucked up this podcast. You didn't even tell me. I said we were recording a Love Island podcast, and you didn't even think to mention it. Oh, I can't lie, I didn't watch yesterday's episode.
I just said to this boy in the break, are we actually going to talk about Love Island the whole time? Because I didn't know it was a Love Island podcast.
So I literally said we're going to talk about every single person who's been on Love Island.
Well, can I say something about Dami then? I think that... They did him dirty in that picture when they went, him and India went on that date. Because he looked like an uncle.
They looked old, but I feel like it was dark.
Yeah.
And he was wearing black as well, innit?
Yeah.
So I feel like the lighting wasn't really helping him out. That lighting was made for white people.
Yeah.
But Dami, I feel like he's really added some culture, some vibes. And someone said on the Twitters that he is the closest we've got to Ovi since Ovi. True. Which is very true. So, for Dami, I'd say Dami's an 8 out of 10. Love Island contestant.
I'm going to change Davide's thing then.
You gave it to a 10 out of 10.
I'll put him as an 8 as well. And I think Dami is a 9.
That means a 9. Okay, fair enough. When Jax arrived, I thought it was going to cause a lot more shit than it did.
Yeah.
I thought... I don't know why. Like
the ex.
Yeah. I don't know why Love Island would decide to bring in someone's ex.
Isn't it? Is this ex on the beach?
No. Isn't like... yeah, exactly. First of all, that. But like, if you're going to bring in someone's ex, why would you bring them on when they're not on bad terms? Like, what's the point? The point of bringing someone's ex is for drama. If we're just going to get over it with one conversation, why would you bring them in?
I think it was just like...
Makes no sense.
I don't know.
But Jax and Paige are cute. Yeah. I like them. Although Jax last episode really annoyed me last night. The way that he spoke to Paige, I didn't like it. That's just me personally. He was just like... really patronizing towards her, and I was like, that's not really quite cute. No, I didn't like that at all.
I think Paige is really cute.
Paige is the second, well, we'll get to the girls, isn't it? But she's my second favorite.
Yeah,
Jay.
I like Jay because he came to the conclusion that Ekansu's a wild, a crazy girl.
Yeah, but then he took an L, so I can't have respect for him. You can move away from a girl, but you have to make sure that you get your... Exactly. If you're going to leave a couple for someone, you need to make sure that you get that person. Otherwise, you're just taking L's. He probably will get kicked off now. Actually, who's more likely to get kicked off? It's not even that
deep, because if I was him, I'd rather get kicked off than be with Ekansu. She's really pretty, but oh my days.
Now she's a headache.
I can't get over when she was like... I don't know. There was like a snippet at the beginning where she just couldn't stop talking. Like, I think it was like...
Oh no, the SpongeBob team.
Yes.
That was on that. That was cringe. That was the most I've cringed at TV, I think, in history.
Because
she actually just kept going.
It's like when an adult makes a joke at you and your cheeks are starting to hurt because you're smiling so much.
It's like, you know, at work, yeah, because I'm away, isn't it? Like, where you have to do the fake laughs with the people you think they're fucking comedians. I'm just like, I want to slap you in your face right now. That's how I felt watching Ekansu embarrass herself. Because that's what it was. It was an embarrassment. India. Number one. Top tier. Top two, not two.
I love the fact how her hair's never looked a mess.
Literally. And her septum suits her so beautifully.
Everything
she's
wears.
She's so perfect. Like, yeah. India, if you're listening right now, like, let's go on a date. Like, let's go on a date, shawty. Like, oh my god.
Let me take you out. Let me buy you some food.
Let me treat you to dinner.
Let me
treat you to dinner. Like, I'll treat you good and shit. Like, oh my god.
Can you stop? Because this boy in front of me, he's literally cutting. He's got his string in his hand. Oh my god. He's sweating around his
My feet are kicking in the back. Like, oh my god.
Oh my god. You
are
so fine.
Oh my.
Okay, stop it, Gideon.
No, I will simp for this woman. I don't care.
Everyone's simping for her.
I don't care. You see, India. Oh my god. you didn't see the episode last night, brev. The recoil.
Yeah,
on that Bundesliga. Yeah.
Don't say Bundesliga ever again.
In the Bundes.
But to be honest, I never thought her bum was like.
No, her bum is a beautiful creation. Her bum is,
like, it's not a big one. That's the thing, like, I like...
It's not a big bum, but it's just nicely curved, shaped.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you were saying that Ekansu's got a really weird shaped bum, innit?
Innit? Her bum is so weird.
No, but she's got a pear-shaped bum.
Who? Ekansu?
Yeah.
No, she has not.
No, yeah, it's like the juice is at the bottom. That's what I'm saying, it's not
like
on the sides.
It's like a bag, like, that you fill with...
Like ball sacks.
Yeah.
You said yes, so you can't even
it's just the fact that I feel like when you for certain body types you need to know how to like
style your body type. And I feel like the bikinis that she was wearing
she wears thongs, and if your bum is long I don't think you should be wearing that. it
accentuates the longness of the bum anyway. India, 10 out of 10, obviously. Move on. Paige,
love her, so cute.
Paige is cute. I feel like her personality is coming out more as well. Because I was saying that I really liked her week one. But I kept having to like caveat that with she's dry. But her personality is coming out a bit more. I feel like she's getting to a good Paige. She's getting good to a good Paige in her Love Island story. And I love that for her. Tasha.
Tasha's weird, man.
I don't like Tasha. Tasha's an op. Oh, we didn't put Andrew. Andrew's dry.
I really like Andrew.
But
like, no.
No, Tasha needs to move because
Ever since she did all of that, I don't know.
About Charlie. Nah.
She's just getting gassed because now she has other options. Like, you know when the option isn't even that.
Yeah, exactly. Good, but she, because you know when she started being like, you know, outside of the villa, I'm a bad bitch. Shut up,
girl. You're not here.
You're not here. So where do we go from here, bruv? Like, the hierarchy I just has changed.
Use myself.
That's the thing as well with Love Island, because obviously everyone who comes in their areas is like that guy or like that girl. Like, everyone's got people after them, and like, so obviously when you come into the villa, there's a hierarchy in the villa. So you know when Davide came in. And I was like, oh my God, Davide. All the boys were like, proper, like, not all of them, but like, the guys were like insecure and they're like, Davide's a fit guy. And then all of the girls were gravitating towards Davide. Like, that, they all expect that.
Yeah.
That's what they all walk in expecting.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it's very difficult. But that's like, Tasha's just odd.
She's just blind.
Yo.
Oh.
No, she's deaf. Yeah. She's not blind.
If we get cancelled,
no, I saw her face. She thought she was getting cancelled. I was like, nah, wrong disability.
No, but babe, she's actually very jarring. Like, if you're gonna be, you know,
on Andrew,
if you're gonna be indecisive about two guys, pick the Leng one.
Yeah, there you go. You know, they're both not Leng, but pick the Lenger one.
Look, what's his name? Andrew's cute.
Like, Andrew is, he's all right.
You can tell how much he likes her.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I feel bad about. And the thing is, you know when Ekin-Su and Jay were together, and Tasha and Andrew, they were both like, both of the couples were like, well, someone in both of the couples was like, if what you got voted off, I'd leave. After week two!
And Ekin-Su took a mad L because she was like, I definitely...
That was wild. No, she was like, if you went, I would have left. And Jay was like, 2 days later, yeah, I don't want you. Fuck off. Do you know how wild that is? That's wild.
I don't want you and your long bum.
Nah, that's really rude. Gemma, as you said, 19-year-old, should not be on Love Island.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's so wild. Like, do you know how... No, Daniela.
Anything that ends in a T, and I just don't think Love Island is...
Even... That's, yeah, exactly. Bad. That's wild. Because
now I think about it, that's only 3 years older than me.
Exactly, that's a year older than me.
Yeah,
that's literally nice. A year, because her birthday's in May.
That's crazy.
So literally a year older than me, and she's on Love Island. Like, will I be on Love Island next year? Maybe.
I think you would.
Shut up.
Just don't say any gay shit, otherwise I will disown you.
Well, on Love Island, yeah. I'm not going.
No, but if you did.
Shut up, brev. Anyway, Gemma, as I said, I feel like she's become like a voice of reason in the villa.
Yeah.
She really loves an argument. I was going to... Oh, yeah, I didn't say this about Tasha. Tasha and Gemma, when they had their arguments, in certain arguments, they have gas... Just the girls in general have gaslit the guys quite a bit. I remember when Gemma called Luca Jax.
Yeah.
And Luca was mad at that. And then Gemma was like, oh, well, fuck off, like, all of this stuff. Yeah. I thought that was a bit mad. And when Andrew's talking to Tasha about Tasha being like, yeah, I want to talk to Charlie... And Andrew's mad at that, and then Tasha gets upset. Then
yeah, he's like, I just don't want you to be
exactly.
Upset.
They're
kind
of.
Is that what gaslighting is? Because then I'm a gaslighter.
It's not really gaslighting, because people just say gaslighting now, isn't it? Like, yeah. Gaslighting is like, the deep level of gaslighting is like really convincing people that they're the problem. Yeah. That's really and truly what gaslighting is. Like, not really like absolving yourself of responsibility so that the other person feels like it's on them. You're a gaslighter. Anyway, Danica hasn't been given a fair opportunity. I felt like she came in, she didn't get no dates. You know how normally the new people come in and they get 1-2 dates?
She got excluded from being dumped.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she got no... And now she's kind of just like a sitting duck. Like, unless a person comes in and shakes things up and is 100% on Danica, and another side of her comes out, I feel like she'll be dumped within the next week or so. Antigone's really nice, though. I like Antigone a lot. Like, but when she walked in...
You can tell that the way she came in, like...
Yeah, she, like, brightened up the villa, like, literally. Yeah. Like, she was really nice. And I think even in the episodes since, when she's spoken to people, like, in the little chats with the little advice, like, chats, she's been really good. Like, you know when Ekin-Su's giving people advice, it's always the same shit. It's always just like... Be yourself. Don't let anyone tell you what you need to do. You have to be a bit selfish sometimes.
You know, sometimes you just gotta be no, just don't.
She's just a book of Tumblr quotes, to be honest.
Antigone is that. How is she releasing a song when she's in Love Island?
A song? Wait, what?
She released. Hey yo,
hey yo.
She's releasing a song.
I've been on Twitter the last couple of days.
For herself and her image.
Say mums.
It is.
Go on, Antigone,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I'm not even mad at
Big
that.
Big up Antigone.
Yeah.
That is lit. Okay, what
happened? No, but Because what happened to just, like, letting random people on Love Island? Like, normal people who don't actually have, like, a social...
No platforms already. Yeah. I felt that. Because, like, this is what I'm saying. Like, the past seasons of Love Island...
You have to have, like, a big platform. But, I mean, I get that, but...
Past season of Love Island, it was actually just randoms.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's why it works better. Because if you get just randoms off the street, then, obviously, you're going to get a lot more fights.
Yeah.
And, obviously, like, season two is the greatest season of all time. You didn't watch it. How old were you in season two? Like, Kara and Nathan.
No, I watched Kara and Nathan.
You watched that, like, live and that?
No, I didn't watch it live. I watched it, like, I don't know when it came out, but I do remember, like, I think it was year seven. I think I was
in year Amber and Kem was 2017. Amber and Kem.
Wait, they were year seven.
Seven?
That's when I was year seven.
Yeah, 2017, yeah.
So that means that, what, Nathan and Cara was when I was in year six. That's crazy.
Why were you watching Love Island at 11 years old?
No, I never watched that.
I was about to say. Well, you went back and rewatched the season of Love Island. That's, you're damn bad. That is awful.
I liked it. What was that season with that guy starting with an M, but they used to smoke and he was black and he used to be in
some... Marcel.
Marcel.
That was his next season, though.
I liked that season.
No, that was Kem's season. Amber and Kem, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was 2017. That was 2017. I do believe that was the last year they were allowed to smoke. Smoking was wild. I can't believe, like, I'm looking at the article, yeah, that we got the names off, yeah, and it's got all the Love Island winners of the past, and it's got, I can't believe Greg won.
And Amber.
I mean, Amber can win. Greg won.
If your name's Greg, just go away. Just get out of here.
Greg, not even with two Gs. One G.
One G.
That's,
Greg, when I look at the name Greg, I just think of, like, lettuce. You know what I mean? You know how, like, every name has, like, a type of food that you'd, like, associate it with?
What the fuck do you associate to Gideon?
I feel like you'd be, like, a Greek salad.
What the fuck?
Like, Gideon's giving me Greek.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
I don't know what mine is.
There's nothing to do with Greece with my name at all.
It just gives me Greek salad. What do you guys think? Don't you think that there's, like, a food that you could just, like, put with every name?
No.
I think so. No. And if you don't think that means you don't have a creative mind.
Oh, well.
That means you're an NPC.
I'm an NPC?
Yeah.
Well, okay, you know what I think of with your name?
What?
I think of the sweet corn that is in poo.
But, yeah. You have sweet corn in your poo?
No, I don't.
So why are you talking about sweet corn in poo?
What the fuck? Because that's what your name reminds me of.
Sweet corn in poo?
Yeah.
That's just rude.
Yeah, because I see your teeth and then I see your skin.
Oh, you're so funny. You're so funny.
I'm so funny. Fucking hilarious, bro.
Egghead.
Huh?
I said you egghead.
Do you want to fight?
No.
Yeah, I feel like you're losing shame. You're in bed right now and you're getting comfortable and you're forgetting that this is a podcast. Why are you? Shut up. Like,
you know what it is? I actually don't care. There's, like, people in my school that actually will actually listen to this. And from my first podcast, I actually don't care. It's summer as well. So it's like,
oh well.
Fuck it. Do you know what I mean?
Fuck it, you know.
Fuck it, you know.
Go the fuck out. Anyway, that's the Love Island section. Actually, no, we didn't do predictions. Who's from now? Who do you think is most likely to win?
I actually think from now.
Five, four.
Fuck, I don't know. Three, I don't see Dami in India, but
two,
I don't think they're gonna last.
One.
They're going too fast.
White people would definitely not vote for Dami in India to win Love Island.
Yeah. So I think it might just be like
Luca and Gemma.
Yeah.
Because ain't no one voting for Andrew and Paige. Both of them were in the bottom three.
There's, like, no one. They had tests. They haven't had a test yet.
They have. When Danica picked Luca and they had to... I thought that was a bit wild that Gemma didn't go sleep with him. I don't know what... Can you not do that?
Yeah, you can't.
Well.
You're not allowed.
Damn. Peak times.
Yeah.
But anyway. Yeah, I think they're most likely to win. Who would I want to win? Obviously, Dami and India. Yeah. Damia, Black Love, yeah.
But I think Indomie would be better.
Indomie, that'd be cute.
Yeah.
Who do you think is most likely to, like, do a Mazda at Casamore? I think this is pretty obvious.
Dami.
Not Ekansu. Wow. Okay. No, that's traitorous.
But
so you're betraying my love.
Who's she covered up?
You're betraying
Charlie.
Black Love. You're betraying Black Love.
I think Dami's gonna do something mad.
Really?
Yeah. And
I see.
Start crying. Like, this is
I don't want to believe the storyline that Dami becomes a fraudulent guy and becomes part of the childish group.
He will.
Nah, I don't want to see it. But I didn't see it for Wes and he did it. No, not Wes. That's the wrong guy. Who am I thinking of? Not the other, the newer Wes, the footballer. Lewis? No, not Lewis. Toby.
Lewis.
Yeah, but
Toby was an
amazing,
but he was also kind of like, you liked him at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. Anyway, that was our Love Island section.
Yeah.
Hopefully you guys liked it. I feel like this should just be an episode by itself. It's long enough.
Yeah.
It's long enough.
I agree.
Because we were going to do other segments, so we might just save that for next episode.
Yeah. I mean, if you want more.
If you want more, then
stay tuned.
You know, stay tuned.
Like and subscribe to the video. Press the notification bell.
It's a podcast.
I know. I was just, you know, taking it. Okay, with your buck teeth.
Man said buck teeth. I'm sorry, did you not have to have metal in your mouth?
Okay, I did. So I thought,
thank
but
you.
But now I have
thank you.
Teeth. This is not a cuss out. It's not a cuss out, guys. Remember to be nice to the people you love. And
what the fuck?
Clearly, this guy over here doesn't love me.
Should I bail out your business? No, I'm joking.
Yeah, this guy's wishing I'd bait now. Like, don't. Sure.
Imagine if I actually did that, though. I have the platform.
You do? But you would not.
I could bail out your worst secrets.
I could bait you up.
On what platform? My platform.
I will make a platform.
You'll make a platform.
And everyone who listens to this podcast shall come to me.
Sure. Because how would you get them to go to that platform?
Through a podcast of yours.
How would you do that?
I could, you know, say I'm starting a podcast right now and actually start it. And next episode, I'm going to say...
You're talking too much.
You're talking too much.
I've got a podcast.
Okay, that's nice.
You're a guest.
Do you want to wrap it up?
You're a guest. Humble yourself.
Do you want to wrap it up?
You're the one who keeps talking.
But I'm done now.
All right. Do you want to keep quiet and let me do the outro then?
Yeah, I just asked. All right,
shut up then. Okay. Thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to share the podcast. Rate it 5 stars.
Yeah.
Rate it 5 stars. Okay. I'm seeing a lot of good reviews, but 5 stars.
And also, post it on your story and that.
Yeah. Share it around. Send it to a friend who needs it because they're special.
Yeah.
Send it to someone who's got special needs.
Why?
Because we like the special needs gang.
Yeah, we do.
Why are you laughing?
We don't discriminate.
Why are you laughing? Why did that make you laugh?
That was just a weird thing to say.
Why are you laughing?
There's too many questions.
Do you not support
LGBTQ? I think you're more confused.
I said special needs and you said LGBTQ. Wait, pause. I haven't even understood what you just did. I said special needs and you said LGBTQ.
Yeah, I know.
So gay people are now.
No,
that's what you just said. Yeah, you didn't do it. You didn't do what you just said.
No,
I said send it to people with special needs, and then you're like, yeah, send it to LGBT.
No, you said do you not support, and you're talking really slow, so I filled up your question, your answer.
Yeah,
LGBTQ.
Okay, but I was talking about special needs, so why was that on your mind?
Why was you talking about special needs?
Because I'm special needs. Thank you. There we go. Now, yeah, that is actually it though. Thanks to you guys. Love you guys. Until next time. Do you know how I end my podcast?
No, I don't.
Until next time, guys. Don't die. Don't commit suicide. And peace.